June 27, Ken Jacobs. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Ken Jacobs is a man who served his country, who faced unspeakable horror, and who set his own needs aside for the good of the country. On this day in 2019, Ken Jacobs told what happened on D-Day when he had a job to do.
You are expendable. Survive that lie and live. U.S. Army Private First Class Ken Jacobs tried peering out of the tall sides of the boat. All he could see were more boats, like the one he was in with his best friend Danny, and the scores of other soldiers. He couldn't see the stretch of beach in Normandy, but he knew they had to be just minutes away from the French coastline. Gunfire and explosions crackled around them, but in his ears, his pounding heart almost deafened him. Suddenly, Commanding Officer Wright appeared on the deck. The captain grabbed a soldier by his uniform, jerked him close, and shouted in his face, "You are expendable." He released the soldier, and the guy staggered backward. The captain spun and faced the tight group in the boat. "You are all expendable. That beach is our mission. You will go there, and there will be more soldiers following you, and there will be more soldiers following them. Take that beach. Follow the mission." The boat landed. Ken turned to his friend. "See you on the beach." Explosions all around him, Ken focused on moving forward. Half ran, half stumbled across the beach. All around him, soldiers dropped, and Ken had to hop over them and maneuver around them, still heading forward. Danny ran up just ahead. But that instant, a hidden mine exploded, and Danny flew backward. When he landed, this man who had been his friend was now unrecognizable. Ken froze. His horror almost overwhelmed him. But he remembered the mission, put his head down, and pushed farther up the beach. Ken survived D-Day, the Normandy invasion, a great victory for the Allied forces in World War II. Eventually, Ken went home and he married a pretty nurse. But in his head, he kept hearing the words of his captain. He was expendable. Why hadn't he died with Danny and the other brave men? Did God have a mission for him? Ken began to ask God, "What do you want me to do? Show me where to go." And God did. God led him to prepare for Bible translation work at a Bible college in Minnesota, his home state. After finishing college, Wycliffe Bible Translators approached Ken and his wife with a challenge. Would they go to the impossible people? Missionaries had gone before them and tried to bring the gospel to this threatening, closed people group in the jungles of Chiapas, Mexico. The Chamulan people were not above killing outsiders and anyone else who threatened their belief system of witchcraft and superstition. Ken and his wife did go and live with the Chamulan people for 50 years. They adopted a young Chamulan boy as their own son. Many who believed in the good news the Jacobs brought were killed or imprisoned, or their homes were burned. Still, the gospel spread, and the Chamulan church grew. One time, Ken had an opportunity to tell his story of how a World War II veteran came to spend his life in a Mexican jungle. In the middle of his story, Ken passionately grabbed a visitor by his lapels and shouted in his face, "Christ was expendable. He was expendable for you. You were his mission." 1 Corinthians 16:19 and 20. "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." What kind of a mission has God assigned to you? You are not expendable. Believe that truth and live.
Hi, my name is Brad Hawkins, CEO of a cybersecurity company called SaferNet, and I just listened to a fantastic story by 365 Christian Men about Ken Jacobs, who lived through D-Day, one of the most horrendous days of military battle. But yet his authorities called him expendable. I don't know about you, but that just infuriates me that anybody would be branded expendable. And I don't know what it did with him, but he seemed to plug through it. But those words are just tremendous. There's nobody expendable, but yet it didn't stop him. It didn't change him. You can tell the kind of character he had to be able to plug through and still serve God through that. He didn't get bitter and angry. He just plugged through and served God. Luke 9, 23 and 24 says, "If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." You think about what he went through. He understood the aspects of laying down his life, not for the military, not for anything along those lines, but laying down his life for Christ, saying, "I will serve Christ and do what he tells me to do." And what happened? He changed the culture in a group of people that were never going to hear the gospel. God could trust him to step into a world that was near and dear to God's heart because he was able to submit himself to Christ. I challenge you, what is it that you need to lay down before God and allow him to take authority over?